Welcome again to the Yes and I Am podcast, the podcast where we learn about people. I'm Aaron Max, and today's guest is a real treat. I am a big, big fan of this person. He's just crushing it right now. I can't other say than he is the highest paid actor in the world. I'm talking about Mr. Mark Wahlberg. How's it going, Mark?
Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
So what brings you to New York, Mark?
Well, I am in the market for new projects, so currently taking some meetings. Just to be clear, I'm playing the character of Mark Wahlberg here.
Mark, you're playing the character of yourself right now?
Aaron, this is... Let me just... Okay. I'm looking at movie pitches and things like that, so enjoying a few days in New York City, and I'm happy to be here, and
Well, it's great to have you, Mr. Wahlberg. I know you've been working on a lot of projects. You seem to always have something out. I think your last movie was the Transformers movie.
That's correct. We began as humans. We ended up transforming by the end of the movie, and we hope that the audience kind of went through a bit of a transformation themselves.
Oh, okay. So you felt like... Is this an inner character work that you do, that you go through a transformation?
Absolutely. I think I like to begin as Mark Wahlberg. That's who I'm playing. And by the end, I will be completely immersed in a character such as the one I transformed in.
Oh, okay. In Transformers. I know it's also about fighting robots that transform right into cars.
So in the beginning, we hope that the viewer is the baseline reality. They're seeing the world as, you know, technology is okay. But by the end, we can show them the real dangers of robots and other digital things like that, which is what the movie was about.
Oh, okay. I did not get that. I thought it was just, fighting action.
That's all a byproduct of the overall message, which is to really nail down how dangerous technology can be.
Okay, so you're thinking of like kind of a Terminator mindset, like 100%. Skynet?
Actually, we first pitched it as a sequel to Terminator. It was first pitched as that.
Well, I know it's the sixth movie in the Transformers saga, I think.
Correct. The first five were unrelated, and then we thought of this as an original. We considered doing it as a sequel to Terminator, and then we ended up, I guess it does kind of work as
this. That would have been interesting if you bridged the worlds of Transformers and Terminator.
It would have been. We couldn't clear the rights. It was more of a legal problem down the road.
I know James Cameron has the rights again to the Terminator franchise.
Yes.
So he's probably protecting those. I assume he and Michael Bay don't work a lot together.
That is a fair assumption. And yes.
Is there a rift between the two of them?
From what I've read in the media, which is not at all, it would be hard to say. But because I have a personal relationship with both of them, I can say absolutely they are not on good terms with each other. They have their creative differences. And when it comes to film, they want the other one to die.
Those are harsh words. I know James Cameron's been in the media a lot lately, and he's been saying a lot of things. He's been saying things like women need to not be pretty in lead roles. They don't need, like, he had all those comments about the Wonder Woman movie.
Right.
I don't know what Michael Bay's stance on this. Michael Bay kind of is on the other hand of, like, he wants all of his women in his movies to be, like, hot.
Right. He does. He appreciates the female form and also the male form. And he believes that someone attractive, it's okay to see them as attractive. And
well, we don't let's need talk to, about the male form. Mm. You yourself have quite the male form.
Thank you.
You started your career as a model for Calvin Klein. How do you keep in such good shape?
Well, it really comes down to a very specific workout regimen, which I've been tweaking over the course of about 10 years. I'd say diet and exercise account for 95% of our potential physically, and that a lot of people believe in genetics or things like that, but it's really just been hard work. I believe in the Wim Hof breathing method strongly. I believe, in the P90X body workout, using body weight rather than heavy lifting. And I believe in light cardio. And together, those things can come together to create this body.
Oh, well, it sounds like you have a pretty solid regimen there. All right, Mark, I'm going to address the elephant in the room right now. I noticed that you are, your speech pattern's a little different than we're used to hearing you. You usually talk kind of with your native Boston accent. Mm-hmm. Is that all a show? Is this how you really talk?
I'm actually not from Boston.
You're not from Boston?
No.
Because looking you up online, I noticed you were born in Dorchester, Massachusetts.
That's right. And, you know, as an actor, you never really know where it begins and where it ends. So when it comes to Wikipedia pages or basic IMDb information, you should never really take it at face value.
Okay, but your brothers are still clearly have the Boston accents, Donnie and Robert. Osmond.
Yeah. They do. They understand right now that I'm kind of the investment of the family. So for them to maintain that as integral to our family is important, and it helps serve me financially.
Okay, so it's financially prudent to keep this Boston persona?
I would say that prudent is absolutely the word that we would use there.
All right. So you own a business with your brothers.
That's correct.
Wahlburgers.
Right.
How did that come about?
Well, entertainment industry is grueling. It requires a lot of flexibility with your time and the people you spend your time with, but sometimes it's nice to work with your family on a project as well. So we started Wahlburgers as a way to keep our mother's hamburger recipe alive. She was very prudent about the way she made hamburgers, and we've been carrying forward her secret recipe for a 10-ounce patty. And we hope to continue expanding. We have 3 locations at the moment.
So it's a secret recipe? I just went to one of your locations on the Upper East Side, actually. Mm-hmm. It opened recently. And it seemed pretty standard. I'm sorry, did I offend you, or...?
Well, if you happen to be a hamburger connoisseur, I can understand how you would see our recipe as simplistic, but we have great pride in our mother's recipe, so honestly, I don't know if there was a need to dig in there, and I would have preferred if we had a bit more respect for my mother.
All right, let's talk less about the burgers, more about the other options on the menu. I noticed that you don't serve your burgers with fries. Is there a reason for that?
Absolutely not. They're so boring. Been done 100 times. And we do side salads. We do other things, sweet potato mash and other things. But absolutely no need for fries anymore. That's outdated.
Okay. So do you think fries are just empty calories?
Yes, they are. And they're full of bad things.
Full of bad things?
Empty calories, full of bad. That's what we say.
Okay.
My father said that specifically.
Oh, okay.
He was more the philosopher of the family. When it came to moral decisions, it was always dad. When it came to physical, making patties, that was mom. And the brothers, we worked together as well. So,
which brother do you think's the brains of the operation?
Osmond.
Osmond. Absolutely. You mean Donnie?
No, absolutely not. I mean, Osmond, the youngest of the three, has always been kind of the marketing genius of the family. So we all take on our roles.
He must keep a low profile because I was unaware of Osmond Wahlberg.
Well, you know, when it comes to marketing, you never really know where a person begins and where a person ends. So Osmond came up with the name Wahlburgers. In the beginning, we wanted to call it Wahlberg's Burgers, but he saw a certain overlap in the characters there.
It's kind of like calling an ATM machine an ATM.
It's not like that, actually, necessarily. It's more of a portmanteau where we took Wahlburgers and then Burgers, and we see that there's two Bergs. We cancel out one Berg.
Oh, you wanted to call it Wahlburgers Burgers?
Right.
Yeah, that is... It's kind of a tongue twister.
I'm having a bit of an epiphany. I'm thinking that the word portmanteau is a portmanteau of something, probably. I wouldn't know, but it feels like it would be
sounds
appropriate
like,
if it were.
Sounds like the words poor man's toe. I don't know. Is that... I'm unfamiliar with the term portmanteau, to tell you the truth.
Let's move on.
Oh, okay. So, you not only acted in a bunch of movies, you also produce a few TV shows. Obviously, the Wahlburgers show that...
follows the restaurant.
Of course. And you had your show Entourage, which went on for a long time.
I would very much prefer to talk about Wahlburgers.
Okay.
So Wahlburgers really follows the story of the restaurant on a bigger level, which our other brother is kind of the lead production on. You would think that I would be, but I'm so involved with the restaurant.
It seems to follow Robert, right?
Of course.
Yeah.
So Robert always had the dream of serving the community with our food. Mm-hmm. He took the vision of our mother and the philosophy of our father, brought it together with the marketing of Osmond, and he decided we're going to serve the greater Boston area and we're going to feed them well.
Okay.
And if you watch the show, you'll see kind of the motivation for why we do things like not serve French fries. And he may not explicitly state it, he may as well. But we feel like the greater philosophy there is present if you really look into it.
So, what is Donnie's role in this whole organization?
Donnie is... It's difficult to pin down what a spiritual guru does.
Okay.
Because it's so big that there are no words necessarily for the kind of presence that Donnie brings to a restaurant.
Oh. You seem quite proud of your brother.
I am quite proud of Donnie, but I am also very afraid of Donnie.
Oh.
A man of such magnitude is capable of much. And any direction he pushes himself, whether it's restaurants or other elements of restaurants, there's no knowing how much he can help a business grow or directly impact people on a microscopic level.
Now, you and your brother... You've kind of had rivaling careers. You seem to have the more successful career than Donnie. Although starting out, he was in the New Kids on the Block. He had his, like, peak of fame back in the early 90s, late 80s.
Right.
But you were actually in New Kids on the Block for, like, 3 months. But then you guys kind of had a falling out. Do you feel that rivalry still exists between the two of you?
I think if you talked to me in the late 90s, we would have still been kind of edgy towards each other. Obviously, that was difficult, and I would have loved to continue the show. I would have loved to, you know, see it positively and see that we could share success. But because there is a sort of biological nature to our relationship, the sibling rivalry is always there. And it took us decades to kind of get over that. And I'd say only in the last few years are we reaching a point where I can be happy for a success, he can be happy for mine, we can run a restaurant together, and we can look back and say we understand why it was difficult during that time.
Do you miss having a music career?
I do, a bit. Not as much as you'd think.
Really?
Music sounds like a very appealing, alluring field, and to get to perform for people and to get to express yourself through sound is a great treasure.
Do you ever see a return to music for yourself?
Not at the moment, no.
You don't see a future where Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch reunite?
maybe in a few years. But at the moment, it's really about a Wahlburgers.
Moving on. So, Mark, you are known to be quite the sports fan. You're a big fan of the New England Patriots.
Go Pats.
Yeah, you were at the Super Bowl this past year when the Patriots had their tremendous...
Most epic comeback in football history, no question.
Yeah, why did you leave early? Because the focus was on you the whole game.
Right.
When they were down, you were distressed, they kept doing close-ups of you, and all of a sudden, you weren't there anymore.
Well, I'm going to tell you... Really, I'm just going to get it out there, the whole story of that game. See, most people, I love the Pats, and people praise that second half as the greatest half in football history.
Yes.
But they did go to overtime, did they not?
Yes, they did go to overtime.
Which means that in the first half of the game, the exact same score was done to the Patriots by the Atlanta Falcons.
Yes.
Meaning that if you believe that that second half was the greatest football half in the history of time, that means you also believe that that first half was the greatest half of football played by the Falcons.
I mean, they were fairly dominant in that half, but you can't, like, he overcame so many odds to tie up that game. I know some of my fans out there know that I'm a Patriots fan as well. Mm-hmm. I grew up in Rhode Island, so New England is a place I hold dear to myself. But even I watching that game, and I was watching it here in New York with a bunch of like New York fans, and I didn't even stop watching because mm-hmm. I knew there was a chance, the smallest chance, that Tom Brady would come back.
Right, and he did, from what I heard.
Yes, you heard it. Mm-hmm. You didn't even.
That was tough.
I can't imagine you even watched it. Like, were you streaming it on your phone as you were going to your car?
I checked the score a little while later. Honestly, didn't really get the news until after dinner that night. But again, I do believe that that first half of football played by the Atlanta Falcons was the greatest half of football ever played. And after seeing that remarkable effort, I see no reason to remain at the stadium. Other people seem to favor the second half, but again, I'll emphasize, they were equally good halves. They went to overtime.
I know you and Tom Brady are friends.
Best.
Okay, best friends. How did you explain to Tom why you left early?
Well, see, the kind of the answer that I've been giving you is not the same way that I'd be able to talk to Tom. You see, we go back, we have a very personal relationship. And for me to say that the Falcons half of football was the best would hurt his feelings. So
yeah, if I was Tom Brady, I would be offended. Tom, if you're out there, we'd love to have you on and hear your side of this story, because there's been quite the bromance between the two of you. He was in your movie Ted 2.
That's right.
Tom Brady hasn't really done too many movies. He was also. You also had some New England Patriots in your movie, the Entourage movie.
That's right.
So, you and the Patriots franchise, they're fairly close.
I told them I had a dentist appointment.
I told them 11 at night?
I completely forgot. My schedule is hectic, and it was important. I had an audition the next day, and if my teeth weren't fresh, I can't perform with full confidence. So, it was tough. It was a tough decision to make, but you know, that's kind of the story I told them.
Okay, well, you felt Atlanta had played the best half of football.
That's right.
Okay, well, Tom, now that you know the truth is out there, we'd love to hear your words and thoughts about this. I'm sure if you come on the podcast, Tom, we'd have a ton of stuff to talk to you about. But, yeah, anyways, you got a lot of movies. You got done a lot of stuff. We don't have a lot of time to talk about that. So we're going to move into our speed round of question, if that's all right with you.
That sounds great.
All right, cool. So we like to play a game here. It's called Fuck, Marry, Kill. I don't know if you've played it before.
Huge fan. Great game.
Okay. So basically, I'm going to say three names, and you tell me which goes into which group. First name is a director you've worked with, Tim Burton. Next name, another director you've worked with, is Michael Bay. We've already mentioned him. Third name, director you've worked with once, but he got you an Academy Award nomination, director Martin Scorsese.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Tim Burton, a bit of a lurker, a bit of a pervert. I would marry that man.
Marry Tim Burton, okay.
Martin Scorsese.
Martin Scorsese.
Genuine doll of a human being. Just the sweetest man. I would kill him.
Oh, wow. That seems kind of harsh.
Then I'd marry the second guy.
Oh, okay. Michael Bay?
Right.
He's the one you've seemed to work with the most. So, makes sense. Keep that work going.
Great.
All right. Well, now I have a bit of word association is our next thing. Basically, I'm going to say a word. You tell me the first thing that comes to mind when I say it.
Ready.
Boston.
Vacation.
Funky.
Vacation.
Music.
Me.
Red Sox.
Baseball.
Vibration.
Red Sox.
Oscar.
Me.
Patriots.
Football.
Okay, well, that's about all we have time for today, Mark. Is there anything you would like to tell our fans before you head out?
Check out Wahlburgers, watch the show, and come have a bite to eat. We'd love to have you.
All right, well, thank you all for listening, and we will see you all next time. Thank you again for listening to the Yes and I Am podcast. This podcast has been completely improvised. So instead of having the actual Mark Wahlberg here, it has been my friend Joseph Lerner. How's it going, Joseph?
I'm good. That was a lot of fun. And I hope that people could tell a difference that they weren't totally fooled. And
this
a bit of a hoot on our part.
Yeah, I think you are convincing Mark Wahlberg. Definitely threw people off without the Boston accent.
Right.
But
we've been talking for a minute, and it turns out that that's a big part of his identity. So the fact that I negated that sold out a lot of what you worked for.
I feel like the fact that we addressed it in there, though. Mm.
I don't even, I couldn't even point to his face.
Really?
He gave me three male actors. There was Matt Damon.
He's on that poster on my wall. Can you find him?
He might be either that guy on the left or that guy on the shoulder.
He is the guy on the shoulder.
Okay. It seems kind of familiar.
Yeah, I mean, that. More power to you for not being overly involved in celebrity news and such. I mean, Mark Wahlberg's done some good movies. Actually, what I was trying to get out before that I didn't get time to mention, his movie Boogie Nights, it's the 20th anniversary.
Okay, yeah. I've heard that name before.
Yeah,
it sounds like dancing.
It's about the porn industry. So, sideways dancing.
I've never heard that before.
Yeah, no, but yeah, I was saying to you earlier, there's an impression out there that a comedian does of Mark Wahlberg that, like, I had in my mind. I was like, if he comes on like this, like, bashing his brothers, like, acting all tough, I would have totally gone that way, but I kind of like this serious actor, Mark Wahlberg.
Great. It's a different take. It was definitely... I could tell throughout that it wasn't exactly what you were expecting.
Yeah.
And I respect that we could work with that either way.
All right. Well, is there any way, I know you do some stuff around the city and stuff. Is there any way people can follow you if you're going to post something? Like, you have a Twitter that people can follow you at?
Sure. You can check out my Twitter, or I'm getting it going on Instagram. So at Joseph Lerner.
All right. Well, thank you again for coming, Joseph. Our theme music of this podcast is done by the artist Regulus. You can find him on SoundCloud. It's his song Yarning. You can follow us also on Instagram. We're Yes and I Am. You can send us questions and stuff, suggestions for the podcast. Maybe there's a celebrity you want us to do. We are open to suggestions. Also, if you haven't yet, go to iTunes, give us a rating and review. It really helps with visibility, helps more people find the podcast, and you want more people to find this podcast. Thank you again, everyone, for listening, and we will see you all next time.
Hi, I'm Miles Newberth.
And I'm Tristan Miller.
Tristan?
Hmm?
What do you think of movies today?
I don't think they're very good. They're a bit crap lately, to be honest.
A bit crap movies,
Mm-hmm.
Well, wouldn't it be nice if you could hear about good movies?
Yeah, I would love to hear about some good movies.
Just like some... And I feel like it would be really helpful to hear, like, a lot of ideas for a lot of good movies.
Yeah.
Probably, like, weekly.
Yeah. Where could I find those good ideas for those good movies?
Some, like, really good movie ideas that you could listen to. I think there's a podcast that does just that.
Oh, what's it called?
Elevator Pitch, starring Miles Newirth and Tristan Miller.
Oh, gosh, it's ours.
It's our podcast.
Oh, when does it come out again?
Every Friday, we each come up with a good idea for a movie.
Based off of a prompt we've pre-selected.
Yeah. We each pitch an idea to a judge, and that judge tells us who wins and who dies.
Trapped forever in an elevator. Bah, bah, bah. Going up. Indicative of an indie kid. Getting into it. Stay magnanimous. Half can of half.